As Klaus Schwab's authoritarian communism invades Canada, Russia seemingly has invaded Ukraine. But there's a catch. They're actually going to defend two new independent buffer regions in Ukraine that they have recognized as their own independent authorities. And those authorities are under massive shelling and attack by the Ukrainian military. We also have the CDC admitting to hiding data because they don't want you to be hesitant about their poisonous vaccine. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. By the way, have you ditched your bank account yet? They're coming for your money next. Let's dive in.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
It's important to understand right now what is happening in Canada, especially Ottawa. While this tyrant Trudeau, I call him Tiananmen Trudeau, declared martial law, many of these police are not actually Canadian. They're probably not even police. Many of them can't even speak English or French. They have no badges, no name tags. Of course, they are masked. And they have no compunction against using brutal force against elderly ladies. This is what is happening right now in Canada. It is a blueprint for what will soon be happening here in America. Mark my words. These commies proudly study history, especially Mao's history. Here's a piece of Mao's history that you should know. When Chairman Mao, the founder of the Chinese Communist Party, originally went to mass murder and round up all of the dissidents, they discovered that the troops did not want to kill their neighbors. That's where you saw that famous photo of a little man standing up to a tank, a line of tanks, and backing them down. What happened later, that you don't see photos of, is that they brought in troops from a different province. And of course, these outsiders had no problem with using brutal violence against the citizens. This is where I hope Batman will show up, because I don't know what to do about this situation other than look to American history for answers, probably back to 1776. Not all of these jackbooted thugs are foreigners. In fact, many of them are actually Canadians, and here's the catch, they're actually proud of what they're doing, even bragging about it in their group text messages and chats, some of which leaked. One example is, quote, "Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground." I'm sure that one old lady did, the one that was trampled by a horse. I think she survived, thank God. Although many of these police thought that was a cool thing, they wanted to train that maneuver. They laughed about it. And this authoritarian Tiananmen Trudeau has initiated Canada's War Measures Act, calling in authoritarian police state powers in order to essentially charge citizens with mischief. Seriously? And now that the borders are open, he intends to keep those powers and not give them up. Alberta's premier, their version of a governor, I guess, Jason Kenney, has filed a legal challenge to Trudeau's unjustified and unprecedented use of the Emergencies Act. Hopefully, their Supreme Court will decide in his favor and destroy this tyrant's ambitions to rule Canada, before his ambitions to rule Canada destroy everything else. The Canadian cabinet is so infiltrated. In fact, Klaus Schwab has admitted to it bragging about having successfully infiltrated half of Canada's cabinet. And in fact, infiltrating half of Canada's cabinet is a quote. So it should come as no surprise that when one member of the Canadian Parliament decides to bring up Klaus Schwab bragging about infiltrating half of Canada's cabinet through the World Economic Forum, they cut his audio, blame the poor audio, and then move on to the next person. And I don't think the audio is that bad at all. It's almost as though the Canadian speaker wanted to shut down that discussion. Check out this video. Decide for yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I listened to my colleague's speech. I had a constituent that wanted me to ask a question about outside interference to our democracy. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. And I was wondering, in the interest of transparency, could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda? My concern is the deputy.
Order. I know the member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well. And I apologize. I don't know if the member. Okay, let's try again. The honorable member for Timmins James Bay.
Mr. Speaker, that member was promoting open disinformation. That's not debate. We have to call out disinformation.
We'll get into debate again.
Now, apparently, Joe Rogan was recently informed about what is going on with Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum and its infiltration of all the governments and this new Great Reset that they're trying to push, this so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution, the New World Order. Some of us know it that way. It has many names, but it's evil. And it's not difficult to figure that out. Joe Rogan should have figured it out years ago, like the rest of us. The fact that it took him so long just goes to show that Joe doesn't really know. The Canadian government is even moving to make the asset freezing feature of this Emergencies Act permanent, so that they can steal the bank accounts and trucks or vehicles or houses or who knows what of any political dissident or Trump supporter or conservative or pro-lifer or anyone they don't like. And that is you. It has begun. A U.S. trucker convoy organizer has said that they will be a giant boa constrictor, squeezing and choking and swallowing D.C. In fact, from what I understand, they're planning to actually stay out of the dictatorship of D.C., which has its own legal system and has been prone in the past, as we know, to abuse it against political dissidents in a very much Trudeau style. So they are going to surround D.C.'s jurisdiction, stay out of their jurisdiction, and choke them off from getting supplies, I guess. Sounds great. I hope they succeed. Maybe D.C. needs to fast and think on their sins. Things are really heating up at the Ukrainian-Russian border as multiple Ukrainian armored vehicles breached Russia's border and territory. Russia killed five of those saboteurs and had no casualties of their own, as far as I know. And Ukraine is denying it even happened. So we don't know exactly what is going on, but it has turned violent between Russia and Ukraine, at the very least. And Russia actually does protect their own border, unlike the United States. So get this. Apparently, Biden was right. Russia has invaded Ukraine, but not the way that we expected or were told it would happen. In fact, there have been multiple breakaway separatist groups within Ukraine that have established their own CHAZ, so to speak, their own autonomous region, where they will have sovereignty, their own nations, so to speak. And Russia has an agreement with them that gives it the right to build and establish military bases in eastern Ukraine, giving it the buffer that it was looking for between its own border and NATO, which is ever encroaching on its own border to the point now where commercial flights are having a difficulty getting insurance because they're afraid of bumping into U.S. and NATO spy planes just above the Russian border. it's that bad. We've had multiple near crash incidents as these stealth NATO spy planes and U.S. spy planes nearly crash into civilian jets. It's that bad on the Russian border. It's really tense, and Biden and the regime and the deep state are all pushing for this war. They want this war so badly to cover up their crimes, to explain away their looting of the economy with inflation, which is turning into hyperinflation now. We're starting to look like Turkey. It's getting really bad over there. Apple stopped selling cell phones because inflation got so bad day to day in Turkey. And now they're going for gold as fast as they can. But one thing is happening. This autonomous region, these separatist movements, have broken away from the Ukrainian government, which is shelling them with heavy artillery, killing people, destroying homes. Russia, Putin, has ordered Russian military into the Ukrainian region, the new autonomous regions at least, to maintain peace and protect these rebels. So I doubt NATO and Biden are going to honor this, but we are potentially entering the first stages, serious stages, with violence of World War III. Now, it's been going on for a while. There was a lot of buildup. You could say that clearly the writing was on the wall. They were pushing for this war. And personally, I don't blame the Russians. Biden was itching for this war to explain away and hide his own incompetence and get as many American sons and daughters as possible killed, of course, because Democrats hate you. They particularly hate police and military, which is interesting because those are the only thing keeping we the people under their boot, and apparently proudly doing it, because how often do you actually see the police get fired or take a loss or quit their job because what they're doing is wrong? It's a very, very rare thing. 99% of police will enforce that law, that rule, no matter how immoral or unjust it may be. That is the dark historical truth. It has always been that way. The enforcers of the state who sign up to do violence for the government for money, at best to defend the innocent, at worst for a paycheck and to vent their rage on innocent, weaker people than themselves, because many of them were bullies before they became police. Many of them are drug addicts. Many of them are wayward souls. Okay? If you've ever actually known police, especially young ones, especially those in cities, it's not what they make it out to be. It's more like a blue mafia. And I'm not bashing the good ones. There are no good ones. It's like the FBI. They get fired if there are good ones. If not, where are the whistleblowers? Where are the arrests of their fellow police officers for obvious brutality and breaking of the law? That's the blue code of silence. I know this is not what people want to hear, but I think that this is what people need to hear, because this is the historical truth. This is what happens every single time, historically speaking. It's always we the people that shirk off violent, brutal, authoritarian governments. It's never the soldiers. It's never the state's enforcers. President Trump's new social media platform, Truth Social, has finally arrived. Now, I'm still trying to sign up for an account, and I don't know about you. I'm sure that they are overloaded, but they will finally digest all that traffic, and President Trump and Devin Nunes, whom I still miss being in Congress, will finally get this thing roaring. Hopefully, we will destroy Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them. The final glorious revenge and takedown of these companies for censoring us and destroying us and trying to suppress a movement, a righteous movement of growing unrest and political great awakening that has happened in the last couple of years. They've done their best. They've even had to build AI supercomputers to stop us, and it has failed. It has only slowed us down, yet strengthened our resolve. And now we have a massive weapon with which to fight back, with market share, with the free market, with capitalism, that beautiful, beautiful Western creation that has changed the entire world for the better and raised the standard of living of even the poorest people on earth. Think about it. Capitalism is that one system where you get paid to help people. You get rewarded to be valuable to other people, to help other people, to bring value to the marketplace? What other system rewards virtue? What other system rewards people based on the level to which they help society? Communism certainly doesn't. However, all systems are based on greed, so capitalism sort of transmutes that natural inherent greed that we all have to supply resources for winter and to protect and provide for our family. We all have that drive. It's in our genetic coding. Capitalism turns that drive into a passion to help people. I think that's a beautiful thing. I always have, and I've always tried to defend it against the commies that want to tear it down, destroy it, rape it, turn us back into the dark ages where we're all equally ground beneath the boot instead of unequally benefiting society and benefiting from society, which is what they can't stand. Someone like President Trump, a winner who doesn't have to rely on someone else, who is independent, who stands strong on their own, something they could never do. That's why they hate him. They're followers, so they hate any other leaders that call them out for being weak. I've heard Marxism and communism described as the religion of envy, and it makes a certain sense. An incredible nearly 500 people were arrested in a California human trafficking sting operation recently that was just beyond scope. I mean, it is incredible how many people have now turned to pimping out women and children, young boys, even the sex work industry as a whole. And it breaks my heart, frankly. I hate to talk about this sort of topic. I always have. I've reported on probably hundreds and hundreds of separate sting operations and pedophile reports and busts and, you know, those who have not yet been brought to justice, like Epstein's accomplices, which seem to be dying in their jail cells left and right lately when the cameras turn off mysteriously, just like Epstein himself. So there's a lot of questions, more than answers even, but it really saddens me when I have to talk about these sort of details. And multiple minors were rescued from this sting operation, not to mention the adults. CDC officials have admitted that their agency was withholding critical COVID information from the public and including data about breakthrough infections. Their fears were that it would lead to increased vaccine hesitancy, that people, knowing it was poison and dangerous, would not want to take it. Therefore, they withheld information so people would take the poison. Basically, everything I've been shouting from the rooftops for over a year, actually, my whole life. Vaccines have always been poison. Hell, the father of vaccines, as they call him, Jonas Salk, wrote a book about experimenting on people called Survival of the Wisest. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to look. They tell you exactly what they're doing because they're proud of it. And this is why I never trusted Big Pharma. I saw they were poisoning people even from a young age, so I realized if I was going to be healthy, I had to be responsible for my health and learn stuff and take care of my health. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I definitely had a sugar craving, sweet tooth thing going on when I was young, and I got the cavities to prove it. But, you know, I don't have to rely on doctors for the most part because I rarely get sick, and when I do get sick, I've usually got the right herb or the right vitamin to knock it out. At least, that's what works for me. I can't make claims or give medical advice or anything like that, but if you're like me, you'd turn to vitamin C or vitamin D before you would turn to Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, takes vitamin C and vitamin D and tells you to take a vaccine. And speaking of which, we sell the best liposomal, which means the most powerful, vitamin C and vitamin D and other vitamins at redpillliving.com/Nemos, which is our sponsor, where you can detox the deep state. These vitamins are 2 to 3,000% stronger than your typical vitamins. They are preserved in fat cells, which keep them fresh until they hit your gut. They go right through your stomach acid, which normally destroys almost 100% of any vitamin you take, and instead they hit your gut, which is where your digestion actually happens. So that's the secret formula which gives you unprecedented off-the-chart levels of actual vitamins in your blood serum levels, which you can test with your doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I just got all the evidence to actually prove what I say, unlike the medical professionals. So you can check this out for yourself. Go look up the plethora of research out there into the benefits of vitamin C and vitamin D. Go harden your immune system at redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state. Thanks to Soros-backed LA District Attorney George Gascon, a 26-year-old transgender child molester who goes by the name Hannah Tubbs, gloated over a light sentence that was handed down to him after he choked and raped a 10-year-old in a public restroom at a Denny's in Palmdale, California. This now transitioned, so to speak, 26-year-old biological male, James Tubbs, who goes by Hannah, will not even have to register as a sex offender and will get a mere 2 years, if they even have to serve that. I suspect that George Soros worships the Talmud, which is a dark and evil Babylonian Jewish text which came out of Babylon and actually authorizes things like the child rape of those under 9 years old. Not a joke. In the Babylonian Talmud, it actually says, in the Sanhedrin 54b, a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. Now, George Soros is both a Jew and a Nazi, so I don't know what's going on inside of that guy's head. He seems a little confused. I hope you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Join us on our Telegram chat room, as long as we're allowed to have it, at nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat. It's only a matter of time until we get banned there too, but we're trying. Also, for those who are looking for me on Truth Social, I will get an account there as soon as I can. You'll be able to find my link at nemosnewsnetwork.com/finder. And for those who are interested in the hidden history of mankind and the mystery Babylon religion of the deep state, check out the serapium.com, our new website, which is essentially the most badass, biggest, best occult library of all things hidden and suppressed throughout history ever assembled since the burning of the Library of Alexandria. There is so much specific, nuanced, key, detailed, and incredibly important information about what is going on, not just in the world of the pre-flood ancient era, but today, and what the deep state believes and why they're doing the things that they're doing. It's all there at theserapium.com. You can find the links below. Remember, we are 100% listener funded. If you want to support our mission and continue to piss off the deep state and the fake news, which has attacked us so many times, censored, suppressed, debanked, demonetized, deboosted. Some of those AIs were probably built for us, folks. Anyway, if you want to support what we're doing, donate at nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate or shop Patriot with our Christian Patriot sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. I mentioned Red Pill Living earlier. Now I'm going to talk about thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where you can pick up gourmet coffee from all over the world, including organic, while supplies last, because I know the coffee industry is having some shortages as well. And remember, at The Great Awakening Coffee, our specialty is waking people up. This is Dustin Nemo signing off. We'll see you on the next one.